Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 4th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2.25 cents at 683. December wheat down 9 cents at 903. And November beans up 9.5 cents at 1383.5. More of the same. We had the stock market currently up 768 bucks. We had the dollar down 162, down to 110.03, the lowest levels we've seen in a couple of weeks out here on the dollar. Silver and gold very strong here. So pretty much what it's been the last 2 days. Now, all the grains settled well off their highs. The corn ate off its highs, just a penny off the lows. Wheat closed down, closed 24 cents off its highs. The beans closed about 11.5 off its highs. So, and we had the early push up, and then we backed it off somewhat since then. The crude stayed strong all day. Right now we're up 268 a barrel. Looks like it'll be up 280 a barrel at 86.43. The dollar has been weak all day. I'm not sure why the wheat gave it up here. There's some talk about some problems in European banking systems, but I don't think that was enough to break it. We've got dry weather in Oklahoma and Kansas. Some people are starting to question, you know, if that's going to be affecting the yields. And it's obviously way too early for that, but, you know, they definitely need water, and yields will suffer without that water. So, you know, why did we go down? Again, it's really beyond me. It may be because the Russians are getting their backside handed to them. They, in the four areas they've claimed to have annexed, it looks like the Ukrainians have won back two out of the four. I don't know how Putin's going to stay in power. There is grain moving out of Ukraine and out of Russia. So I guess the world doesn't seem to be too concerned about it for the time being. Funds are still lightly short out here in the wheat market. So nobody's too gung-ho crazy. Though next week's report, next Wednesday, we should see carryouts in corn and wheat shaved because of the lower production numbers and the usage numbers in the corn and wheat. Beans should be a little bit higher with the increase in production from last year's crop. So overall, you know, it's a little bit confusing here why we settled so much off our highs with the outside markets, you know, hanging in there. All day, we should have been well supported in corn, wheat, and beans. So we'll just have to see what tomorrow brings out here. But not quite the closes you would have liked to have seen out here today. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.